This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. I'm Dave.
I'm Brittany.
And we are going to have us a ton of fun right here for a solid hour. We want to thank San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection, 6622 University Avenue in San Diego. Make your car run better, get better fuel mileage. Just go to sdcarb.com. Also, Black Forest Motorsports. BMW, Mini, or Porsche. If you own any of the three, they'll make them go fast. Or they'll service them just like the dealer. 40 years, same location. Black Forest Automotive. Go to blackforestautomotive.com. All right, Brittany, young lady, how are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. How about you?
You're all excited. Somebody came down and bought a B&B roller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Such a pretty car. I love
Beautiful.
That car. It is. It is, and it's got an old, looks like an old NASCAR paint scheme with a number 11 on it.
It's a unique style of race car.
Yeah, it really
dwarf
is.
Cars.
But speaking of racing, who you got today?
Well, you know, I was thinking, you know, a girl misses a track if she's reading race reviews about drivers she doesn't know at tracks she didn't even know existed.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, and I found myself doing that this week. And when I came across a race review that had me laughing out loud, I thought, I got to get a hold of the guy who wrote this.
Yeah.
He's going to be a great guest. He's got to be a fun time. So, Dave, please welcome Mike calling all the way from Iowa.
Wow. And that is Mike Van Gerderen?
Van Gendren.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, just like it looks, Van Gendren.
That must have been fun when you were little, huh?
I know, Dutch. Very Dutch.
Oh, very good. So how long you been racing?
This is my 30th year.
Wow. So what do you race?
Last many years, I've raced IMCA modifieds, pretty much. I've raced stock cars, modifieds. I've pretty much done them all, but the last few years, that's kind of what we've done. So,
And you've...
About 3-4 years ago, I won the East Bay Winter Nationals. I was the guy that took the little 604 crate. And beat all the big cars. That's what I did in Florida about 4 years ago in January. So that was kind of fun.
So they haven't forgotten you is what you're saying.
Well, some people like to forget things, and yeah, it's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. So, wow, running for 30 years. Boy, that's – I bet you could tell some stories.
Well, it's been interesting. So I've been out in your guys' neck of the woods. I went to Canyon out there in Arizona.
Oh, I love Canyon. It's banked.
Yeah. I've been there one time, and I won a 5,000 to win modified show out there before I went to the Dillon Desert in Vegas, probably 6 years ago, roughly.
Oh, okay.
So the last time they had a 5,000 to win show before the duel was the one I won. So it was kind of fun. So never raced in California, though.
Oh, you haven't been to, we got Paris, California, which is a half mile, stupid fast.
Yeah.
Then we've got Ventura, which will make you dizzy because it's
the opposite.
What is it? 3/8?
It's a little paper clip.
Yeah. I mean, it's really, really tiny. But if you've ever heard the name Corey Kruseman,
that's where
he holds his sprint car school.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. I know some California racers, but I go to the Duel in the Desert quite a bit. So I'll be helping do all the track prep for that this year and run the show at the Duel in the Desert in November. So. Hopefully Vegas opens up by November and we'll be fine.
I got a feeling we will, because even our dirt tracks here locally, they're now renting them out for anybody that needs to rent the track, and, you know, slowly but surely. But see, what I guess the only issue would be at a racetrack today would be the fans, because when you guys and girls are in the cars, I mean, you're pretty socially distanced. You got helmets and socks on your face. I mean... So there's not that issue. But, yeah, we just need to get this thing open. I mean, that's all there is to it.
And that's what Brittany was talking about. We raced last weekend in Missouri, and we had over 200 cars show up. We had a limit of 350 people in the grandstands, and we sold those out in 6 minutes online.
6 minutes.
6 minutes.
Yeah.
And then we had 200 race teams come in with everybody starting to race kind of in our area a little bit, and just had an awesome show. We had a little bit of a – everybody's fighting as of this weekend, too, even – my local track up here, like, or I've raced for years, Boone, where the Super National is at. You know, every track's getting a little choppy just because of all the moisture we've been getting here lately. So I open. So we had a little choppiness. So we had a little character to deal with.
Character.
We kind of worked it on character. That's exactly right.
That was cracking me up. The track due to rain had character.
We had character. But we went up there and I sat in the tractor all night. And after we raced, kind of leveled things out and got it better by the second night. And this weekend around here, some tracks have had some character. And I raced my track I own, which is Stewart Speedway in Iowa. We open up Wednesday. And we've got about 4,000 to 5,000 laps on it with test and tunes, one car at a time, over the last 2 months. So we are ready to go with real racing. So I hope we won't have much character. I think we'll have a pretty good racing service. And it's going to be a beautiful week. We're finally getting a good week, and it's going to be 80 degrees all week.
Yeah. So you guys actually race during the week. You don't just race on Saturdays.
No, in Iowa, you can race during the summer. You can race every day of the week if you want to in a normal non-COVID
it's
year.
Heavenly.
You can race.
You're killing every day of the week. You're killing Brittany. You're just
our local track, and I love having a local track, but we get to race 2 days a month.
Yeah, that's
what it.
Well, some of that's also because we do have one. You know, well, it's not really because we're trying to be polite.
Paris to neighbors.
Yeah, because Paris Auto Speed. No, you're out in the frickin' mountains.
Okay,
I mean, your only neighbors
tracks.
Are squirrels. God, how big is your track?
My track's quarter mile, just like this week. We race, we test and tune tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We race Wednesday. We'll have 100, 150 competitors race on Wednesday during the middle of the week. And then Friday, I took over Adams County Speedway, which is in Corning, Iowa. We do a test and tune practice there with some pit crew challenge for 500 to win. Then we have Saturday races. Then I go back to Stewart Sunday and Monday. So kind of give you an idea in Iowa when it comes to this week, just me alone, I'm running 5 races this week.
Whoa.
Just alone. But you could race every day of the week this week in Iowa, even with us being kind of semi-closed because of COVID.
Yeah, yeah. So, wow. So let's talk about a non-COVID season. Well, I mean, I'm sure you have, you know, race divisions and championships and how many tracks in your area?
I can't remember in Iowa. We used to have like 57 tracks, just guessing, but just in Iowa. So we, I don't remember the exact number, and somebody probably say I was off by 10 or whatever, but we have a lot of racetracks in Iowa. But every year some of them get closed down,
sure.
And, you know, just, and this year is really going to be a factor when we can't have fans. It's going to be financially tough on racetracks. So I could see a few more closing down after this year just because of the tough. Just like whether you have in a restaurant or a bar, or whatever it may be, it's just not good. So
yeah, but the only thing nice about a track, if it shuts down, it doesn't go anywhere. You know, it just sits there.
You don't have to feed it
until somebody comes back and says, "Let's open up and let's get going." You know, unless they bulldoze it down. You know, and I'm only saying that because we had a track here in town that they bulldozed down that no one has gotten over since. Have you raced mainly on dirt, or have you done any asphalt?
Only asphalt I have done is at the Speedrome in Indianapolis, figure eight racing. That's the only, I think you guys got a big one in California too, of outlaw figure eight somewhere.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I've seen it, but I did the same exact thing at the Speedrome in Indianapolis. I used to be a big figure eight racer, and that was my only asphalt. I went there with a double the weight car, and there was 27 cars. I took a big old beater, and I ended up getting third out of 27 cars in like a 2-hour race or whatever it was. And it was kind of survival of the fittest.
Yeah,
and my car survived, let me put it that way. We were kind of a bad part of the neighborhood. So during the races and after the races, we had a big group at our trailer before and after. So we were kind of the outsider. So we had cops and everybody there just kind of keep an eye on us. Everybody wanted to say a word or two.
So I always have to bring this up because when I'm talking to the young drivers that are just starting out or the older drivers, tell me about your sponsors.
Got great sponsors. I've been racing 30 years. I've got someone with me 10, 20 years. So, and same with the racetrack. I bought this racetrack last year, and I've been doing racetracks for over 10 years now. And, over the racetracks and my personal and everything else, I've probably got 50 to 80 sponsors, which is a great thing. You know, without sponsors in racing, especially when you own a racetrack,
sure,
it will never happen. You know, you can race without sponsorship. It isn't fun. But when you own a racetrack, there's absolutely no way without businesses and doing a good job for them. So I have a ton of them, just like this weekend. Because of the COVID and everything else, I've got 17 sponsors on 3 races this week just to really get their name out, try to help them out. And more I can advertise them. In fact, I did a thing this year. Everybody that sponsors a racetrack gets double the exposure. So if you had 2 nights, you're getting 4 and everything else. So we're just really going to blow up our sponsors because without them, we're not racing. And so we're just trying to help them out. And give you an example, like tracks that closed down. There's been a lot of tracks in Iowa closed down. The one Brittany Red in Memphis, Missouri, just a few years ago, it was closed down.
And we've
turned it into a place where we race about 3-4 times a year.
Yeah.
And last fall, we had 183 cars show up on a Friday night.
Wow.
Where there was like 0 locals that showed up. And it was just because there aren't many locals. It's just people traveled. And this last week, we had Wyoming. I mean, we had like 10 states represented in a little place in Missouri that has no population, half of it's Amish, Mennonite, you know, horse and buggies and everything else. So it's just kind of fun to go plan a place. There ain't no place to stay in motels hardly. Maybe an eight-room motel for 200 cars. So,
oh, my God.
Pretty cool.
All right, Michael. Hey, you know, we're going to definitely have you call back in throughout the season, give your track and your fans a little bit of love because we're on iHeartRadio and we got free apps and so everybody hears us. So we appreciate you taking time out of your Sunday and look forward to talking to you down the road.
Yeah, before the Duel in the Desert, give me a call and before November and we'll do a little bit for the Duel in the Desert out there in Las Vegas.
Absolutely. Well, Brittany will take care of that. She's my new secretary.
Nice talking to you, Mike.
All right, buddy. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is Racer Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer.
Underneath the trees, we watch the sky, confusing stars, the satellites.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170. I'm Dave.
I'm Brittany.
And this segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Whether you're buying new, used, commercial rigs, or service. You know, you'll work on every single car in your garage. That's right. Factory trained technicians, they know exactly what they're doing. All right. Dirt Dude, what are you up to, buddy?
Not much. Just hanging out on a nice Sunday, you know, just waiting for a racing season to start, enjoying a little bit of racing, NASCAR on TV. And then I got friends out in Arizona doing some running, Mikey Thing and Bill Miller. Out in Arizona doing some running.
Yeah, I would think Mike Thing is going to call in at...
he's trying for 345.
345 if he's not under racing the hood or sliding in the dirt, one of the two.
That looked pretty good. One of my friends, Christopher Evans, was out there. That's Eric Evans' son. We had video, was going live on it. So it looked fun.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure the weather was perfect out there.
Small track, dirt track, and looked like it was asphalt. I mean, it was black, like slick. It's in the desert. You can't keep any moisture in the desert.
No, not at all. Not at all. So
I was hoping Paul was supposed to call in with Paul Dyke with Todd. Did they call in yet?
No.
Okay.
So you're the ace in the hole.
I hope they had some good news. I was hoping that they'd call in. What's going on?
I was hoping they. I mean, if they have good news, well, it just seems to me like. Slowly but surely, it looks like things are starting to open up.
It is a waiting game right now, it looks like. But I mean, everything's moving forward a little bit. I mean, once the casinos now are starting to open up, that's on Sovereign Nation, and then once they start getting going, that means we can probably start going behind them. We just got to see how all that moves.
Oh, so they're opening the casinos now?
Yeah, they are. We've got a couple of them that we're going to open, I think, next week.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, that's a good... Well, you know, we all know eventually everything's going to open back up again. You know, it's just taking longer than we want it to take.
Yeah, but yeah, still do it safely so you're not rushing back in and everyone's getting, you know, reinfected.
Right.
Over and over. And then it doesn't go away very fast. And
right.
It still continues. So,
yeah. Yeah. Without,
it is what it is. It ruins the whole season, but then, you know, next year, there's always next year for most of us.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think, you know, this is going to change, I think, the way we do things. Whether it goes back to norm, I don't know. I think you're still going to have social distancing. I think people are going to wash their hands more than before. I'm not sure about the masks, unless maybe if you're under the weather and you're not feeling well, you might wear a mask. You know what I mean?
Well, hopefully it just gets rid of like a lot of the close talkers or people that invade your personal space, you know? That drives me nuts.
Don't you?
People are just like right next to you, like, they don't care. I'm like, come on, give me some room, dude.
Oh, you know, you should have never said that. You know what I'm going to do next time I see you? I'm going to be belly bumping you. I'm going to belly bump you, dude. I'll be right on you.
I'll strong arm you. I'll keep that one, you know, strong arm out there so that way I keep you that space.
That is so funny. But no, or better yet, when they spit on you.
Yeah.
Don't you hate that?
I wonder about handshakes. I've started up talking to a contractor for my house, and it's weird to end a conversation and he's leaving and I'm not shaking his hand.
Yeah.
Like I go, normally I would shake your hand at this time.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm really a hugger. And it's like, what will happen to handshaking?
I don't know. I went, like I told you, I drove to LA and bought some more M&M's candy dispensers. And the lady, when she first see me, she stuck her hand out.
Yeah.
And I had to give her the elbow.
Mm.
You know, the elbow bump. I didn't elbow her, you know, right
know
in the face.
You're saying.
But no, I, you know, and I, but see, I'm a hugger too. So that probably will bother me more than a handshake. Because a handshake, you just want to see who can break each other's fingers. That's how that stuff
I used to teach my students that, you know, a handshake, a good handshake. I go, why did you give me that limp fish?
Don't you hate
give me
that?
A little more than that. Oh, okay, now that's too much. You know. But I guess that lesson's gone.
I never got into handshakes mostly because of my work industry. You know, you either have gloves on or you're working in a pretty bad environment. So it's always fist bumps or doing the elbow bump thing. So that's where I get more fist bump with everybody.
See, I like a fist bump. I've never had an issue with a fist bump. I mean, that's always worked out just fine. But yeah, so all right, you been out to the track?
No, I haven't. I'm just waiting for the time when they say, hey, we're all going to show up now, and then that's it. So,
yay.
But earlier, you guys are talking about the Craftsman Museum, right?
Yeah, the Miniature Museum in Carlsbad. Have you been there?
Been there, done that, loved it. It's pretty awesome.
Isn't it the most amazing thing you've ever seen? The people would sit down there and I don't have the patience.
Oh, I do like model cars. I'm like, I don't know how these guys can make that miniature car that ran everything.
Yeah, the Duesenberg, that blue one.
Yeah, yeah.
It shifts.
And even in like middle, the miniature V8s.
Yeah.
Like full on, not a two stroke, they actually have valves and everything.
Yeah, 10, 12, and 2, they start those little motors up. It's just the most amazing. Well, I was just impressed with your toolbox, though, to be honest with you. So
I still only seen one drawer out of it. Man.
I still haven't gotten over the fact that you actually got everything to fit perfectly. I went home and tried it on mine the other day, and I couldn't get that. I almost threw it all away.
It's like Tetris, man. You got to work on it until it all fits together right.
I hate Tetris. That's why I can't probably do it. I'll have to bring you over to my house and have you do it. Yeah, I cleaned my garage out, and it was really because of you, because listening to you. So I actually did a complete full dive, threw stuff away, move things from one side to the other because it looks better, and actually found my work.
You're lucky. You're not challenged like me. You don't have ADD where it's got to be perfect. And you got to look at it and be like, yeah, it looks like it would in a show magazine.
Oh, that. Oh, little ADD rolling there, huh? Yeah, that's not
that's
good.
That's what it is.
Oh, my gosh. That's not good at all. But that's why you're as perfect as you are, I guess, right?
Never in my own mind.
All right, so been hearing anything from the The racers? Anybody making phone calls, growling? Are we renting?
I've heard some news of the grapevine stuff. People picking up cars, changing over a couple of, what the B mods kind of thing, the B mod. Someone picked up one of those. Our street stocks are looking huge in that division. I'm not sure about dwarf cars. Brittany will probably know more about, people coming from Arizona or out of town. If we can get going.
What about Hornets?
They're going right now.
How's the Hornet class?
I've seen a bunch of people building them. So I think once we get going, I think we're going to have to probably limit a lot of the classes, and it's going to be rotating. Like, so you don't get twice a month on some of the divisions. You're going to maybe get once a month or every other month. Depends on what the spectators want to see.
Well, we were talking to a guy. We were talking to a guy from Ohio that just bought a track last year, dude.
I think it was Iowa.
What did I say?
Ohio.
Close enough. If you looked at the map, but but this guy, he says during the summer months they'll race 5 days or 5 days a week. Could you imagine that?
I was trying to ask Dave, how do you work full time
and race 5 days a week?
Yeah,
but it's just like going bowling. It's like belonging to a bowling league.
Not quite bringing a bowling ball versus bringing a race car and spares. Not quite the same.
Not quite. Yeah.
One of the guys that are tracked, Brendan Deshina, he's announced for me, and he comes back from Iowa and that area.
Yeah.
And he's Marshtown, I think, Speedway is his home track. And he goes, they run there constantly. He wouldn't be surprised on a Wednesday night going to a race on a
That's what this guy says.
That's what this guy says. They're going to have one this coming Wednesday night. And
I think there's test and tune tomorrow.
Test and tune tomorrow. And how many cars did he say is going to be there? I mean, it's just a bucket load of cars.
They're limited on time. Like when winter comes around, those guys,
yeah, that's true.
They're out of there. They come out here to the west.
I had a question for the Barona racers. Should we still encourage them to email? I know Sam Davis was the original contact for race numbers. We have to reserve our race number each year. Mm. Are we still encouraging that, Dirt Dude?
Are you talking about Skip?
It's been Skip. I saw a contact for Sam Davis. Yeah. Just go to the Barona Speedway Facebook page. Should we encourage our newest drivers to do that?
I think we still have the same ruling of if you ran a number last year, you still have that number reserved for this year. Mm-hmm. So that's the way you default in.
Yeah, I don't know if new racers know.
If a new guy comes in and he says, my number's, 37. Well, yeah, but don't you normally put an X?
A D or a B or how many letters you're going to put on the back of that?
Yeah. And that's the only way. And then, thank goodness nobody paints their cars all exactly the same color.
I've been seeing the 9s and 19s and COVID one. I'm number 9. No. That was the latest thing.
No.
Yeah, I just saw it yesterday.
No, get out of here. I would never name my car after this pandemic.
I will show you a picture, Dave.
All right, buddy. Hey.
Well, what makes a big difference now is now that we are using transponders, it doesn't matter.
Oh, that's right.
Automatically picked up the cars.
Yeah, that's true too. Well, it's mainly for the fans.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Hey, thanks a million for taking time out of your day and bailing us out. We appreciate it.
Hey, enjoy your day.
You too, kid. Right, folks, you're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. This segment's brought to you by the good folks at Paris Auto Speedway. Well, we got Brody Rowe on. How you doing, Brody?
Doing good, Dave. How about you?
Doing just fantastic. So I understand you're racing, you lucky rascal, you.
No, not racing yet. We're actually going to go out to Paris Auto Speedway next Saturday and just run a practice with some other guys and, get back in the car at least.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought you were racing.
No.
You were just hoping.
Just hoping. Just waiting.
Are you ready?
Dreaming about it.
Are you ready?
Dreaming.
Yeah, we're getting ready. You know, we've had plenty of time to sit there and look at these things, so I guess we better be ready when it comes back around. Right. No excuses, right?
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, it's not like you haven't had enough time to get this car in tip-top shape.
Yeah, no kidding. I hope I just can remember how to turn the wheel left and right after all this time.
Use the pedal on the right.
No. You're not turning right. You're only turning left.
You turn right, you go left.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. You've been watching too many of cars. Yeah. Well, yeah, have you picked up any new sponsors?
No, not during all this, you know. Nobody.
Right? It's hard to ask.
Yeah, with everything that's going on, I guess everybody's just, I'm just glad everybody's still around that was around when all this started. So, you know, they're all still doing good. And,
have you checked in with them? I made sure to check in with my sponsors.
Yeah, we talk to them every now and then. I mean, our biggest sponsor, you know, my dad works there, so.
He sees them every day.
Yeah. So they're still open. They're still working. So awesome. That's good. You know, I'm glad they're still able to keep the doors open and everybody they're busy.
Well, that's good. Yeah. So, but it's so tough out there. I mean, even the businesses that are open have taken quite a hit. You know, unless you have an industry that's demanding.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of people out there struggling. So.
Who is the they you're talking about?
Yeah, who's your sponsor?
They would be HD Industries. they're a big diesel repair company.
E-Central.
I work down the ports and stuff, so they're staying busy.
Oh, yeah, those guys aren't going anywhere. So I got to ask you, did you watch any of the iRacing in dirt?
I knew you were going there,
Dave. Just had to ask him.
Yeah, I actually got a setup again myself to pass some time. So,
so he says pass the time. I had an interview about a month ago, and he said he uses it as a tool,
right,
for racing.
Right.
Did you find that?
It is. Yeah, it is. I mean, just it is different. Of course, you know, it's sitting in a swivel chair.
Yeah.
And looking at the computer screen. You don't got all those feels, but, you know, at least, you know, you can, I guess it helps your hand eye a little bit still and you know, what you're doing.
You could crash into the wall and not be sore.
Yeah, you won't hurt yourself.
It's a huge difference.
Yeah.
Well,
the work in the shop is much easier that way.
Yeah, but do you see, I mean, not being old and negative, but being old and negative, Do you see a bonus? Do you see any? I don't. I because you can't feel. You can't. You know. I like driving through the seat of my pants. You know what I mean?
Hand eye, he said. Though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it kind of helps. It helps a little bit, maybe on the mental side of it. Just staying in the mindset of racing. As far as driving the cars, I don't know. I don't know if it really helps.
Yeah.
With driving the cars, but you know, keeping your mind in that. In the focus of racing, I think might help over some time.
Yeah. Well, you know, and then of course you can go out and spend $40,000 like Denny Hamlin and get yourself a serious simulator.
Oh, yeah. That's a little overkill, I think.
Well, and then this one kid, I can't think of his last name. He had a little tabletop unit. And he's won. I don't know how many of the races. So.
Yeah.
So that
can be just like real life racing. You can spend as much money as you want on that too.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Yeah, that's totally.
Do they have sponsors? iRacers?
Yeah.
I wonder if that gets some upgrades. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, somebody's got to buy it.
Have you ever raced in iRacing, or you just play with it?
I mean, I've raced with my buddies, you know, and just kind of goof around stuff. So
okay.
Nothing serious on there.
Yeah. I gotcha. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if I was going to do it, I'd have to go full bore. I'd have to get the pedals and the seat and, you know, I can't do that tabletop.
I tell Dave, I want to save my money for my race car.
Brody, hang on for just a second. We've got Todd Salazar on the line from Barona, and I think he's got some news that might even affect you. Hey, Todd, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm hoping you got some great news. What do you got?
we're gonna start opening up and doing private practices.
That's my drum roll.
So, yeah, drum roll. When?
Well, Paul Dyke, he was supposed to be calling, and he came out this morning.
Yeah.
And I ran some cars. He's not driving around the dealership parking lot anymore. So he actually ran out of gas, I guess. But we're going to just do this, you know, a private deal, like four cars at a time, just like what Paris is doing.
Okay.
You know, limit the people on the property and, you know, just go from there.
All right.
Do we find info on the Facebook page?
Go, you know, anyone interested, you know, it's going to depend on what they want to do as far as what I got to do to the racetrack. It took me the last, you know, couple of weekends just to get it in order so that we could get out there. I had to bury the drains and all that stuff.
Mm.
But I'm ready to roll now.
Okay. So what would be better, Facebook or the website?
Either or.
Okay.
Good to know. Man,
either or would work.
All right. That sounds like a plan, man. I was hoping there would be some great news. So everything's up in the air as far as spectators. Right now it's just going to be racers and their limited crew.
Yes. You know, they raced at Marysville last Saturday.
They did last night, too.
Yeah, I think they did last night, too.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Yeah.
They had 82 cars, wing big sprint cars. I didn't hobby stocks. I didn't look at the rest. But,
yeah.
You know, they social distancing, all that stuff. And
but they had fans? You
know, no spectators.
Ah, no spectators. Okay.
We're sitting here watching. I'm watching NASCAR on TV right now, and it's like, what?
No, you know, spectators, right?
Yeah, I know.
Exactly. Absolutely. It's strange.
I know.
But we stayed the entire weekend out there, and we ran cars yesterday, and I turned the lights on and everything last night. It was just like, oh, my God, this is just crazy.
Jeez. All right, buddy. All right. Well, hey, thank you very much for calling back in. Sorry we didn't get you on earlier, but you know how Dirt Dude is. Yeah, you know, he's all into it.
He talks a lot, huh?
He does. He must be an announcer someplace.
He's a good guy.
All right, buddy. Thank you, and say hi to the family for me.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Brody, had to do that because that's our little local track down here, and anytime we can get our racers news where they can come out and play. Have you ever raced at Barona?
I've never been there, no.
Oh, you got to come on down.
You got to come down. You would be in
big. Videos of the place. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Quarter mile.
It's quarter mile. And the brothers and the mom that run it, the brothers are in the dirt business. You know, they move dirt,
true.
Sell dirt. So when it comes to dirt and clay, they ship in. I mean, I'm sure when they're on a job site, they'll probably go, ooh, look at that. Ooh. Then the trucks end up going to the track instead of wherever else they take dirt.
And good food, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Find some good dirt, take it to the racetrack.
Well, and they're working with Paris Auto Speedway to off and on, so one track's not stepping on the other track. In fact,
yeah.
I think we're even going to be working with Paris, Barona.
Cocoa Paw.
Maybe Canyon.
Gonna have to get very creative though with the limited season now.
Yeah, well, this season to me, I mean, Brody, do you look at this season as a season, or do you look at more as test and tune and just go out and have fun?
Well, right now you gotta kind of look at it as a test and tune. I mean, we don't know when we're gonna get going again, so
yeah.
Hopefully we can get going and we can make up some races. You know, I think we've canceled 4 or 5 races already, so hopefully we can make those up once we get going again.
Well, Don says he's going to have the full season. You know,
I like his optimism.
Well,
I hope so.
I do too, as long as the weather doesn't sneak in, and because he's got a real problem with rain on that infield.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's just.
He's got that drain down there, so hopefully, or you know, even if we have to pit outside turn two or something,
who cares, right?
Yeah, let's just go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that's really it in a nutshell. Let's just get going. And you know, I know you racers are really anxious, but the fans are too. You know,
and the moms.
The moms, the dads, the uncles. I mean, we, you know, it's just, gosh.
The kids.
I have to say, I've kind of been taking it for granted. It's 2.5 hours to drive to Paris. Now I don't care how far it is to drive to Paris.
Right?
God. All right, buddy. Well, hey, thanks a million for calling in, and I look forward to seeing you at Paris once we get rocking and rolling.
All right. Sounds good. Can't wait.
All right. Put Barone on your map. You know, you need to come on down and play.
Got to try it.
Will do.
All right, buddy. You take care. All right. All right. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, Michael Thing Hopefully. Is on the line. And I think he got to go racing.
He should be calling from the track.
From the track in turn two sideways. Oh. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. I'm Dave.
And Brittany.
And this segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic. 11370 North Woodside Avenue. They're out there working on race cars, dune buggies, and street cars. Whatever you need, Certified Car Clinic can do it for you. 11370 North Woodside Avenue. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net. CertifiedCarCare.net. All right, we got our buddy Michael Thing on the line. How you doing, Michael?
How's it going, Dave?
Yay.
Are you racing?
Oh, I just got done. I'm pulling out of the track now and heading back home.
You lucky
That's
rascal.
Awesome.
How'd you do?
You know, wasn't too bad of a weekend for being in, at home for about 2 months and no racing, so.
Wow.
You know, had a lot of fun and got a little bit of seconds in the heat races, and I didn't do too bad in the mains, but they're a little rough sometimes.
Yeah, but you know, really, I would assume you didn't really care what the outset was, just as long as you got to race.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been in the car for around 2 months now, and wow. To get back in the car, I gotta get the cobwebs off the car, and I was a little rusty, I have to say.
Wow, that's awesome. So folks that may not know, what do you drive?
I drive an IMCA modified.
Big motor?
Crate.
Ooh, that works. They stay together better, huh?
Yeah, you know, open motors are a little quicker, but I think the crates are a little better for some of the dry slick tracks we drive on. Just doesn't break the tires loose, you know, as much. But
yeah,
I like the crates.
And dependability, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because, I mean, let's face it, you know, racing is not the cheapest sport. Out there.
Well, you know, that's where the sponsors come in.
Exactly.
So.
You got any new ones?
I do got a couple new ones.
Well, talk about the old ones. Talk about the old ones first and then throw the new ones in there.
Yep. Yeah, always. Yeah, Maximum Comfort's still with us. They've been helping out so much. As a matter of fact, he came to Colorado with us, and he helped work on the car also. So,
wow.
You know, super, super awesome sponsor to have him join on, you know. Mike Thing Pump Service is still with us, you know. Been paying for a lot of our equipment, so super stoked to have him on our stuff. And but yeah, so you know, just keeping the old sponsors, you know, happy, and that's what we need, because you know, now since nobody's really making a lot of money right now, it's hard to get sponsors.
Yeah.
How's your dad doing? How's the biz doing?
He's doing good. Business got a little bit slower, but you know, we're getting somewhere.
Well, ever since he worked on my pumps, I haven't had any problems.
That's good.
I know. Because the guy I had before, it was like every 2 years I was repairing something. But then all of a sudden your dad come out and boom, everything's golden.
Yep. How many years has it been?
Jeez, 3, 4? I don't know. You know, hey, my age, dude, it goes by faster than you can even blink an eye, let me tell you. I had something break down, and I thought, I just bought that, last year? And I went and looked at the paperwork. Yep. It was 8 years ago. So,
yeah.
I know. So, hey, once we get back up and running again, I want to get you and your rig and your sponsors to come to KUSI, and let's give your sponsors a little bit of exposure.
Yeah, that would be awesome. I would glad to bring them on, and I'm sure they would be happy too.
Well, and that's and as far as I'm concerned, you know, anytime that you would like to just do a special show with your sponsors, I have another hour from 1 to 2 that I could donate, and we could get them on, and you know, because it's everything you could do for your sponsors, it just rolls back to you. I say the same thing to to Brittany, you know, because she's, you know, cause, but her sponsors are her mom and dad.
No.
Yep.
No.
No, I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding. So where are you running next?
Well, you know, there's a couple places I'm hoping that will open back up, but either ET in Arizona or Cocopah in Yuma, Arizona.
Yeah. Well, what we
mean,
just...
A little bit closer to home. I mean, Colorado was kind of a drive, so...
Duh.
You know, but I'd rather go closer to home now.
Well, Todd Salazar just came on, and they're going to open up the track for practice. You know, just people could come out, you know, and practice. So it looks to me like we're not too far off because they just opened the casinos. I think they're going to open next week, which means the track will be close behind. So you'll be able to. Have you've been to Barona, right?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, yeah, that's my home track.
Yeah, so that'll be opening back up. So keep an eye on the Facebook page and the website. So as soon as that's open, I know you're going to want to get back out there and, you know, give her hell.
Yeah, you know, I got to get some seat time in for sure. So, yeah, that'd be awesome if they open back up and hit a couple more races up before, you know, everybody else is slacking.
Yeah, I hear you. No, I know. So I got to ask you, and Brittany's going to say, oh, you're not going to ask him, too.
iRacing.
iRacing. Did you do any iRacing off season?
I did a little bit of that. But my computer broke, and now I'm back to real racing now.
Ah, so the heck with that iRacing thing.
I know. When it's a lot more fun in person, I have to say, yeah. You know.
Oh.
A computer doesn't do anything.
No, everybody's trying to convince me that the iRacing is the way to go, and I go, I got to feel the car. If I don't feel the car, I can't drive the car.
Yeah, not only that, it's the adrenaline. The adrenaline rush you get is nothing like it.
Yeah. I used to have a real problem with breathing.
Not breathing?
Yeah, I would stop breathing.
I've had that happen.
I just forget to breathe, you know, and then, yeah, no, it's...
There's a caution or red, and you're and then I'm like...
Oh, my God, so I can breathe.
Yeah, okay.
Well, if you look at the heart monitors they put on race car drivers... I mean, you got heartbeats going up to 140, 150, 160 beats a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's part of the adrenaline.
Yeah, but you're
well.
Not going to get that on an iRacing machine.
No.
Oh, no. Not on a computer, you know?
Yeah. So how long have you got staring you in the face?
Oh, I think 11 hours still away from this track. So pretty a while, but I'm hoping we can get pretty close here in one, probably this afternoon, hopefully closer to home. So
who's
so,
driving?
Yeah,
my dad's driving me.
Nice.
Ah, very good. So you're gonna try to make it one. You're gonna try to make it one run.
I don't know. We'll see how far we get, and probably not. But we'll probably stay the night somewhere. But You know, we'll try to make it somewhere.
All right, that sounds great. Well, make sure you tell your dad I said hi.
All right.
Yeah, tell him he's the best.
Yeah, it's a whole family affair for this family.
I will.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, it's all family. How many people you got with you?
I got just my mom and my dad.
Ah,
they can say
nice.
Hi, too.
All right. Very good.
Hi. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, I was just telling your son, ever since you've worked on my well, I haven't had an ounce of problems.
Well, that's good for you, bad for me.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad about it every time I turn the water on. And I used to, with my old guy, I used to make my wife climb up the ladder and look in the tank. I swear. Hey, I got one for you. Remember we talked about it? When you get back, I'll throw some money at you. Come hook me up with one of those outside level things so you can see how much water's in your tank.
Perfect.
That'll throw. And then I've got some stickers for your kid's car.
Right on. Yeah, he loves stickers, though.
So. I think he's got a little room left on this. I'm looking at a picture of his car.
Oh, yeah. Let me see it. I'm just not looking at a picture of your car.
We got a 30-foot box trailer that has plenty of room
if any
sponsors want to come on board.
Well, I don't know if you heard me tell your son, but once KUSI opens the doors so I can start bringing hot rods and motorcycles and racers in, I definitely want to get you, the family, and all your sponsors to come into KUSI, you know, for you guys to give back to the sponsors and then let the general public know that you guys are back.
Yeah, that sounds good. Just let us know when.
Absolutely. All right. So, are you working tomorrow? I guess you're not.
probably going to take a little rest tomorrow.
Right.
I would think so. Oh, your boy, you worked your tail off of this weekend, huh?
Well, we had some help, so.
3 days of racing. Yeah. I hear her in the background.
3 days of racing.
3 days of racing.
And travel.
I mean, I should probably do this every day. It doesn't bother me. It's just, you know, we had an opportunity to go back east, and this corona stuff came up, you know, about. It kind of messed up that whole plan.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we can get enough sponsors to help him get, you know, live his dream to get out there back east, he's already got a place to stay back there. He's got somebody that's kind of take him under his wing, per se, and help him out back there, get him exposure.
Well, if I get you guys on TV and then I give you the clip, then you can use that to garner sponsors. Say, look, you sponsor my son and help us out. I'll get you back on the number one watch morning show, and I'll even donate a whole hour of radio. Brittany and I'll donate a whole hour of radio just to talk to your sponsors.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Yeah, I'll send you an email so that you can actually put it into your proposals, because unfortunately, not every race driver has an opportunity to go on live TV and radio as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not bragging. I just happen to be lucky enough to land this gig. And if I can give back to you and your boy and for actually any race car driver out there that needs help, because, you know, getting sponsorship, I mean, it's never really about the money. It's about the relationship. And that's what keeps these relationships alive and well. Hey.
Well, we found out we're just a big family.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
We get mad at each other just like we do a brother and sister. We're back at it again.
You got it, brother. All right, well, give the family a big hug. They're probably the only ones you can hug. And I'll talk to you when you guys get back, and be safe. And we'll talk to you down the road.
Sounds good. Thanks for having us on, Dave.
My pleasure, man. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Racer Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.